Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Hey folks, thanks for joining me, Real Estate Realities here. Beautiful Sunday morning, Easter Sunday. Boy, we are blessed. This is actually a pre-recorded show because I am spending Easter Sunday with family and recognizing the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Great time of year, so enjoy that time with family. Don't worry about calling me today with questions, but call me tomorrow or the next day at 719-232-1063. That's right, I got a pulse on the real estate market here in Colorado Springs. I find deals. I help people find investment properties. We do 1031 exchanges. We help manage investment properties for people. So we're a multi-tool realtor, and I have a great team that supports me as well. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. So something I want to talk about before we get into the second and third segment here with Austin Darby and Noah from Pioneer Construction is the cost of living that's going up. You saw the article in the Gazette this week, and it's saying Colorado Springs is no longer a cheap place to live. And yes, that's right. We've seen the cost of living go up 38% over the last 3 years. That's pretty staggering increase, right? And we've seen wages only increase at 8%. But keep in mind, this is still 1.2% below the national average, and we have high-paying jobs available. Last year, they hired out 1,500 jobs at $62,000, which is great. When we had the mayor in here, we were talking about the median opening for jobs this year was around 75,000. The big takeaway from this is you gotta lock in a place to live, and you can't rent because rents are gonna continue to go up. So a lot of people think, I don't wanna take the risk to buy. Well, it's a catch-22 because by not taking the risk, you're opening yourself up to someone else controlling your cost of living. If you can lock in right now a townhouse at 200,000, those will disappear in another 2 years. A house under 300,000, those will disappear in another 2 years. You can at least lock in for the next 30 years your cost of living here in Colorado Springs. So call me right now if you have questions about that. But very important, pay the price now so you can pay any price later. Stop buying the big trucks. Stop buying the fancy clothes. Sacrifice. Live like no one else so later you can live like no one else. Call me at 719-232-1063. Stick with me. We got a very exciting segment here. We got Noah from Pioneer Construction coming in next, and then we're going to wrap it up with Austin Darby from Main Street Brokers. We're going to talk about protecting your asset and managing your costs when it comes to insurance. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio. Justin Hermes, stick around.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Well, act up, get up, stand up, come on, throw your
hands up if you got the feeling. All right, folks, thanks for sticking around. Our second segment here of Real Estate Realities. We got a very special guest in. We got Noah with Pioneer Construction. Noah, welcome in.
Thank you for having me, Justin.
You got it. I know Noah well. He does a lot of work for us and for a lot of our investors. He does an unbelievable job, and that's why we've brought him in today to talk over some very important topics. Noah, just tell us a little bit about your company and some of your past background.
Yes, I currently own Pioneer Construction. We opened last year. Before that, I was a Pikes Peak Regional Building Department inspector with over 20 years construction experience. And yeah, excited. Just started the company last year and here I am.
That's great. We love entrepreneurs. Boy, that's a special thing. And especially when they're coming from Pikes Peak Regional Building, you know they're getting everything up to code. They've learned all that stuff, which is very valuable. And in the real estate world, all the time we walk into people's homes, they're asking, hey, should we remodel this? Should we remodel that? And they go, you know, do we need to pull a permit? You know, so tell us, what's the importance of having a permit pulled when doing work to your house?
Yeah, most definitely. Planning home improvement projects can be exciting and is also, as you know, very stressful. To relieve a lot of that stress, I highly recommend getting that permit. And pulling that permit is important mainly for the safety of you, the consumer. Also with that, your family, your property, future homeowners as well. If you're planning on selling your home and the work is done without a permit, it could be an issue. If it's not easily corrected, it can be very stressful and cost you a lot of money. Justin, as you well know, probably more than anybody, permits that aren't pulled can affect the property value and have a negative impact on the value of the home.
Exactly. And talk a little bit about when you pull a permit. I know Regional comes out and, you know, some of these homeowners, because we want you to call Noah if you have work to be done, because you need to hire a professional. That's the first thing. Noah, give them your contact information here real quick.
Yes, I can be reached at 719-822-9222.
Great. And we'll get that info again, folks. But back to the permit. Some homeowners say, well, I'm handy and I can do it myself. It's probably even more important for them to pull a permit, right? Because does Regional kind of help them through some of the issues? Tell us how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. Being that I was a building inspector and now a contractor, I've seen it from both ends where not pulling a permit can just turn into a nightmare. For instance, when I was a building inspector, I went to many basement finishes that were done prior to permit. And being that it's a basement finish, it's already finished. The drywall's up. The finishes are done. So how are we to inspect the framing of the walls if all the interior is there? Well, unfortunately, you have to cut it out and remove it, which can be a headache, especially if you're selling a home. And it's going to cost you a lot more money, and it could possibly hold up the closing on the home. Also, like I said, it can turn into a complete nightmare. I've also learned the importance of pulling a permit from a contractor standpoint. I had a couple, they were selling a home. The home inspector for the buyer had noticed that there was no flashing at the ledger, which the ledger is what attaches the deck to the home. Well, upon further review, I came out and noticed it wasn't only that. It was the correct lumber wasn't used, the correct size of lumber wasn't used, even the nails they used were for interior use, not exterior use. So after looking at it, there wasn't much you could do with it. It couldn't be salvaged. It just all needed to be tore down. It had to start over again. With the house closing in a few days, it was pretty stressful for not only the seller, but the buyer and me as well, because I'm having to do it in that time crunch. And yeah, it all could have been prevented if it had the proper permits.
Yeah, and that's a big point there, folks, is when you are selling, an inspector is going to pull those permits, he's going to review the house, and if there is an issue, it can really create a problem with your greatest asset. That's the big thing. Your value of your home could be going down $20,000, $30,000 for not pulling a permit for a basement finish. So there's no question about it. You need to pull a permit, but you also need to use a licensed contractor, right? Noah, talk about, are you guys licensed?
Yeah, absolutely. We're licensed and insured, accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Not always do you have to hire a general contractor. You can actually do the work yourself if you have the skill set and you feel comfortable. Most definitely, you can go about
pulling a permit, though.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do it all yourself. I would recommend it if you're not comfortable with it, obviously. Homeowners, but are expected to know the code still. So just because you pull the permit, it's not like you're off the hook. You need to know the codes. You have to pass the inspection still, just like a general contractor would. And if you don't feel comfortable, then I would highly recommend hiring a licensed and insured contractor like myself. And it can be frustrating going through that red tape. And the contractors know it. They handle it every day. They know the processes. And most importantly, homeowners should never obtain a permit for a contractor. It's not only illegal, it transfers all liability to the homeowner. If they're not licensed, well, then they're probably not insured, because licensed contractors need to be insured, where unlicensed contractors, well, why get the insurance if you don't need it? So with that being said, guess who is held liable if that, say, unlicensed contractor, one of their employees gets hurt? The homeowner holds that liability, not the contractor. The homeowner does, since they're not insured.
That's very important there, folks. So you have to make sure whoever you're working with, and you need to be calling Pioneer Construction if you're listening to this right now, but you need to make sure licensed and insured. Come on, folks. That's like going downtown and finding someone on the street and going, hey, can you manage my money for me in all my stocks and mutual funds, because I'm trying to save money and not hire out a financial advisor. Well, your house is the same thing, right? These homes are costing $300,000, $400,000, and you're not having a licensed and insured contractor work on your house because you're trying to save a buck? Come on, wake up. So listen to the stuff that Noah's saying here. Noah, if they have questions on these topics, give them your cell phone again, nice and slow.
My number is 719-822-9222.
Nice and slow. I love it. He brought it home there.
There's a lot of twos there.
That's good. That's good. What requires a permit, Noah?
Well, what requires a permit? The best way to find what requires a permit is going to the building department, getting that list, seeing the full list. But a general rule of thumb I like to use is if a project surpasses general maintenance, it's going to probably require a permit. But just a list of a couple that I feel are the most common are air conditioned units, basement finishes, decks, patios, water heater, fireplace, gas stove, garages, electrical work, that's a big one, roofing, siding, room addition. And like I said, these are just some of the projects that require permits.
That's great. Now give us some examples of what, doesn't require a permit.
Yeah, absolutely. Generally, cosmetic improvements do not require a permit. You can think of them such as like interior painting, exterior painting of the home, replacing kitchen cabinets and appliances, installing carpet or other floor materials, minor heating and plumbing repairs, concrete flat work, fences. That's a big one right now with that windstorm we just had. Fences that are over 7 feet do require a permit.
There you go. That's something I didn't know. That's great to know.
Yep.
Those fences blow down every other day here.
Yep, exactly. Most fences are about 6 feet, so you're going to be okay, but I would definitely measure it before you go out there and just start putting it together. And sheds up to 200 square feet can also be built without a permit.
That's great. So if you have questions about the permitting, you need to call Noah because he's the expert, okay? He's worked for Pikes Peak Regional Building. He owns his own company. And number three, he lives here and works here in Colorado Springs. He cares about the community. He's an entrepreneur. He has a small business. You're not going to be calling a 1-800 number and getting Handyman Joe out to your house. You're going to be dealing with him personally and his crew. He's remodeled a house for me personally and knocked it out of the ballpark up in Forest Meadows. So we totally stand behind Noah and Pioneer Construction. Let's finish up a little bit with how to pull permits. You talked about where to find information, but let's talk about actually pulling them for a homeowner if they're doing it on their own. And then also, is there any paperwork if you're pulling the permits, and how does your process work as far as contracts, bids, and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking to take it on, if you feel comfortable taking on a project, you can go to the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department here just on the east side of downtown. You can also visit their website. It is pprbd.org. They have a nice little search bar. You can find just about anything you're looking for by just typing in there. Pretty easy to navigate through. There's also handouts on there that kind of outline the project themselves and the steps that are needed to take in order to ensure it meets code and that you follow the right process along the way. You can also search. This is very important. You can also search on the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department site to see if companies are actually licensed. Don't just take somebody's word for it. Do your due diligence. Jump on the site. Search their company. Make sure that they're licensed. Also, if you're curious, I had a hot water heater put in a year ago. I'm wondering if they pulled a permit. Now that I'm hearing this today, you can jump on there as well. Put in your address. It'll pull up a history to all the permits that were pulled for that particular home. A really exciting thing that the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department is actually doing, May 16th, 8 a.m., you have to RSVP on their website. They're offering classes for homeowners throughout the entire day, and that'll walk you through all the processes, the building planning, the permits, and what it takes to go ahead and do that project on your own.
That's great, Noah. So talk a little bit about, here in our last minute, how you work as far as someone booking an appointment, how far out you're usually booked, and what's the process as far as payment, half up front, stuff like that, so people can get a feel who are thinking about calling you right now.
Well, a lot of times just give us a call. You can go to our Facebook page, Pioneer Construction. You can send us a message on there as well. The best way, honestly, just pick up the phone, give me a call. We'll schedule something. We're about 2 to 3 weeks out at this time. It just depends on the job itself, when we could get to it. But like I said, we'd be happy to help you. We're licensed and insured and accredited with the Better Business Bureau. And yeah.
That's top of the line, folks, right there. Love the Better Business Bureau. And we want to get your information one more time. Okay, cell phone number twice, please. Okay, Noah?
My cell, I can be reached at 719-822-9222. Again, that's 719-822-9222.
Awesome. Noah, thanks so much for coming on. That was a wealth of information. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Justin, thanks for having me on, and happy Easter.
You got it. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, stick around, folks. We got one more segment here. I'm going to bring you on home down the main street with Austin Darby, Main Street Brokers. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio. Happy Easter from the Hermes team.
Oh, your blood in crimson stream.
Upon the cross, he paid the cost. A sacrifice was made.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Folks, hey, thanks for sticking with me. I know you're listening to this on Easter Sunday. Boy, what a special day. And we're excited to have in our good friend Austin Darby, a monthly contributor here with Main Street Brokers. Austin, how are you?
Doing great today. I'm so pumped to be here in town with my family. It's been a great time, you know, really taking in what Easter has to bring to us and the message that it really has for all of us here in Colorado Springs. I think we have a great Christian following. I think we have a great community here, and we all appreciate everything about this day.
Exactly. That's right. I love the attitude. And yes, Colorado Springs is a wonderful place to live because of the people and the culture. And you help a lot of these people keep their costs of living low. I was at a kitchen table before I came over to the studio talking with a gentleman about his insurance. And he says, it's sky high and I got to control my costs. And I said, you know, part of, you can't control the taxes, but you, and, or your interest payment, but you can control the insurance. So are you seeing that with people more and more now? Like the rate hikes just killing them on their cost of living?
It's getting really aggressive lately. Basically, when I talk to a client anymore, it's, you know, mainly people are with captive agents. And that's where I really wanted to step in here and talk about captive versus independent. But we talk about that quite a bit, so I don't want to go huge into depth about that. Basically, what an independent agent can do for you is they can shop your insurance. A captive agent can only source through their one company. So I've had a lot of clients lately, you know, I don't want to talk down any companies, but they go through one captive agent and they go, hey, I'm paying $3,200 for the year. What can you do for me?
Okay, and, I go, and hey. For the listeners who haven't heard you on before, explain real quick what the captive agent is those who don't know the insurance lingo.
Yeah, exactly. So the captive agent is Allstate, a State Farm, a Farmers, an American Family.
That can only brokerage through their company.
They can only write their company's policies. So for me, I'm an independent agent. I write for over 30 different companies. So I have special lines for people that have DUIs, for people that have bad driving history, for people that need to insure their roller coaster. You know, it's crazy. You know, anything and everything can be insured as long as you go through the right agent. If you go through one company that says, hey, this is what we do and that's it. So you call them and say, hey, this is what I need insured. And they go, well, we can't help you. Or, hey, this is our only price. Compared to when you call an independent agent, you say, hey, this is what I need. I'll say, hey, look, give me your information. Let me get back to you. Let me run it through all these different companies and give you the best price and the best coverage for your needs, because your needs are so much different than everyone else's. You might be a roofer, or you might just make construction signs. You might be a lollipop man that sits on the side of the road and holds a stop sign and says, hey, stop, slow, go. You might be anything and everything. Everyone's needs are different. So you need a different need for your insurance, and you need the right coverage for you. You need the right price for yourself. So that's what I can provide for you is, hey, here's your deal with this company. Here's your deal with this company. Here's your deal with that company. Instead of just saying, hey, look, I got one company, they won't write you. Or, hey, I got one company and they're going to overcharge you for everything that you need.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. People just don't even know it's out there. And, you know, a while back, I was even naive to it, thinking, hey, you know, I'm either picking a State Farm or an Allstate or one of those big names you see on the Super Bowl commercials. But Austin, you bring such a valuable tool to the table. You can help people in all their walks of life. and you can help them get the best rate and the best coverage. Talk a little bit about the bundling, deductibles. People always have questions. Hey, if I'm getting renter's insurance or home insurance, should I be always bundling?
Yeah, and exactly. And the honest question to that, or honest answer to that, is no. You shouldn't always bundle.
So it's sometimes case by
it's
case.
Great. It's case by case. I just signed a guy the other day for three different policies with three different companies because bundling didn't save him anything because the company didn't have what he needed. And some people think, oh, I just have to bundle. That's what I need to do. That's the best option. If I bundle, I'm going to save money. False. I saved him over $600 by not bundling.
That's great. There's the honest answer there, because you know Austin makes more money if he writes for your motorcycle and your tractor and your boat and your car too. But he's saying, hey, maybe it doesn't make the most sense to always bundle. Something else here I want to touch on is we go through these hailstorms. You get in a car accident. A lot of people with State Farm and Allstate, they're calling a 1-800 number. Talk about, before we got on the show, you were telling me how unique it is that they can really not sit on hold, but go directly to you.
Well, and that's one thing I really struggle with is I had a recent client and it really hurt me that they called in to the company before they called me and they made a $1,400 claim with a $1,000 deductible. So the insurance company only paid out $400. They paid $1,000 out of pocket. It cost them over $1,000 per year because their insurance rates went up $1,400 per year. So they said, oh, hey, this is going to cost $1,400 to repair. I'm going to pay my $1,000 deductible, get this $1,400 paid for. But then they're paying an additional $1,400 per year compared to if they said, hey, I'm going to pay that additional $400 out of pocket and not make a claim. But they were undereducated, and I feel bad because that's on me. They made the claim before they spoke with me, and I said, hey, look, it's one of those things where you had a claim that you could have taken care of yourself out of your own pocket. Instead of, you know, if it's a hail claim and you got a $25,000 re-roof and re-stucco, yes, make the claim. But you can call an independent agent such as myself. I reach out to you every single time that I call any of my clients. I say, hey, look, this is my cell phone number. This is my business line. Call me anytime if you need anything. I will answer. If you're calling me after hours, I know it's important. I will answer the phone. And I'll let you know what you should do instead of you saying, hey, look, I'm just going to call in and make a claim when it's not worth it. And it's not worth your time. It's not worth your money. And in the long run, you end up spending way more.
That's a great point. And folks, that's a rarity because a lot of the time we talk about service and, hey, you got to pay extra for good service. We talked about on the last show with cut rate realtors, right? You got to go with the full price realtor to sometimes get the best service. Well, Austin's got a unique thing here. Not only does he offer great service, but he's going to get you the best rate and the best coverage. So it's a great deal. We got about 3 minutes left. Austin, why don't you give your contact info in case we got some people who got to run right now?
Yeah, it's 719-219-5803. And like Justin said, I'm here and I'm available to all of my clients at 719-219-5803. If you ever have any questions, give me a call. I mean, don't call me at midnight just because...
Unless it's a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
He may be up. He's a big disco guy. He's over at the disco bar.
Well, roller disco. I broke out the rollerblades this year and, you know, started getting...
You need some insurance for those.
Yeah. Well, that's my main problem right now is my fees are super high when I got to pay for those things. So
that's great. All right, let's wrap it up with one more question here on, you know, I'm curious, and we talked about umbrella coverage for our investors out there who own property. Just go over a little bit of the umbrella coverage and then your normal coverage, the differences and the benefits.
So here you go. This is one of the things people wonder, should I get an umbrella? What does an umbrella cover? How do I fully insure everything that I really need? Because I had a guy today who's got four kids in college. He's got two motorcycles. He's got two investment properties. That guy probably needs an umbrella. You know, one false move, one college kid texting equals a big lawsuit, a big coverage. And a lot of times most companies won't cover higher than $500,000 liability on your car. And you might have a huge lot, you know, you crash into someone, a huge crash into a family of four, family of five in an expedition or whatever. That's a huge liability. That's a huge lawsuit because someone was texting this, that, whatever.
Even if they're texting, your insurance still covers?
Your insurance will still cover.
If your kid's texting.
They don't like it, but yes, it will cover.
It will cover. So because... give us an example real quick. If somebody goes from $1 million policy to a $2 million and a $3 million, I know it's different for each person, but give us a ballpark how much extra it is to add that $1 million. dollar coverage.
Yeah, I can almost break it down perfect here. So I actually did it this morning, like I said. So you go with a 250-500 policy. That means you have $500,000 for a total accident. If your policy is only covering $500,000 and the claim is worth $4.5 million, if you have a $5 million umbrella, it's $2,000 for the year. If you have a $1 million umbrella, it's $700 for the year.
So it's worth the extra $1,300 of just, especially if you got kiddos running around out there.
Just over $100 a month to have $5 million in additional coverage.
That's great. Some great topics there. Austin, go ahead and give your contact information one more time.
Yeah, it's Austin Darby at the Main Street Agency. It's 719-219-5803 and austin@themainstreetagency.com.
Folks, thanks for joining me on another show, Real Estate Realities. Remember, houses, money, they're all fleeting. The most important thing is your relationships with people and using the gifts God has given you. Have a great Easter Sunday, and thanks for listening to Real Estate Realities.
He has arisen. He has won. He has conquered death. God's only son.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.